And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody that's listening today. Got a jam-packed show for you today. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you follow me on Facebook. I'm also there. I'm also on Twitter. It's at Sean Green Show. And on YouTube. I'm pretty much everywhere. This week, got them every week. Eric Davis, managing editor at movies.com and contributing editor at fandango.com. He's on the Super Celebrity Hotline with us. Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man?
So we got big superhero news, and you're here to bring it to us. What's going on?
Well, a big superhero news dropped on two different fronts. First, on Marvel, they announced a couple of days ago that Robert Downey Jr. is going to co-star alongside Chris Evans in Captain America 3. Due out in theaters May 6, 2016. And part of the reason they're doing that is to launch the Civil War storyline. The Civil War storyline is a popular one from 2006 in which the government wants to put forth an act where superheroes have to declare themselves, that they're superheroes. And, well, one side doesn't like that and one side does, and it kind of pits Iron Man and Captain America against each other, and superheroes in general against each other, which is really cool concept. On the DC side, their news broke today. They announced two Justice League movies. They announced a Wonder Woman movie, a Shazam movie, a Flash movie. This guy by the name of Ezra Miller is going to play the Flash. They finally came out and said Jason Momoa is playing Aquaman. He's going to get his own movie in 2018. They literally announced 11 movies in one shot, all the way through 2020. Let's just say there's going to be a lot of superhero movies coming.
Wow, and two questions on that, honestly. And I know I'm hitting you, like, straight with this. Now, with the Civil War series, I know Spider-Man had kind of like a big role to play in that. So is there going to be any kind of, like, legal issues with who controls Spider-Man?
Yeah, as of now, there are legal issues, and I agree. Spider-Man is a central figure to that storyline, and he should be in one of these movies. There are rumors right now that Sony, who own the film rights to Spider-Man, are trying to negotiate with Marvel Studios, who own the rights to the Captain America, the Avengers, and they're trying to figure out a way to get Spider-Man. I think if we're going to see him, he'll be in the Avengers 3. I don't think they're going to be able to do it in time for Captain America 3. But if we do see Spider-Man, we could see him in Avengers 3, and then perhaps from there they'll spin off and relaunch the Spider-Man franchise, so to speak. I think it's a move that they need to do. I think Spider-Man kind of needs some Marvel Studios love right now. I think they do some fun stuff with that character. It's just a matter of getting two studios to share the film rights. It would be a game changer. It's never been done before, and it would set a precedent that may allow the future use of studios sharing characters. So we'll see what happens, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. That won't happen at the very earliest until the Avengers 3, which won't be coming out until like 2018 or something like that. So hold your horses.
All right. And on the DC side, with the announcement of the Flash movie and with the CW releasing, well, actually premiering the Flash, that's kind of a blow with the TV personality not getting the movie. But, you know, I'm totally for it. I can't wait for it. Also, big news, Neil Patrick Harris is hosting the 2015 Academy Awards. How cool is that? I see that on movies.com, and you have exclusive video from Neil Patrick Harris. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's a good choice. I mean, the guy has done the Tonys, I think, like four times. He's done the Emmys twice. He's a really good host. He knows how to bring the entertainment. He knows how to make things go viral. Like, if you look at last year when Ellen DeGeneres did it, it was all about getting stuff to go viral, taking that big selfie that everybody was sharing all over Twitter. So look for more of that this year, but maybe a little bit more song and dance as well, because Neil Patrick Harris is really good at those musical numbers, as we've seen at the Tony Awards. So I really like him. He's a great personality. He's a good choice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, too. We're talking with Eric Davis, managing editor at movies.com, the contributing editor at fandango.com. You can also follow him on Twitter, too. It's at Eric Davis. What do we got coming out this week?
Well, the big one is Fury. I think that's going to be the movie that wins the weekend. This is the Brad Pitt World War II tank drama. Shia LaBeouf is also in it, Logan Lerman, and it's about a group of guys at the end of World War II who cross over into enemy territory and go on what amounts to a suicide mission. There's like only a handful of guys and like hundreds of enemy troops that they have to contend with. It's a brutal movie, keep that in mind. This is no cakewalk, no cup of tea. This is a World War II movie. This is a straight-up war movie, and it's brutal. But it's good. And if you like your tank dramas, if you like your war movies, I say you check it out.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely looking to see that. Every time I see that preview and I see that fury on the side of that tank, I'm like, okay, I got to see this movie.
Oh, yeah. And these guys, they went crazy, too, while they were training for it. We have a story up on movies.com now about all they did. Like, Shia LaBeouf pulled out one of his teeth. They had to go to Navy SEALs training. They slept in a tank. They had to go to the bathroom in the tank. They went all out while preparing for it. It was pretty crazy to read.
Yeah, now that you mention Shia LaBeouf, I mean, he's doing kind of a turnaround now, as opposed to all the stories that's been, you know, reported about him, about his, you know, drunken hijinks and stuff. He's kind of turned around, and I think this movie is actually going to, like, bring it full circle now.
Yeah, you know, he's a really great actor, and he seems like he's the kind of guy that when he buries himself in his work, he doesn't get in trouble. It's almost like when he's not working, that's when he gets in trouble. So I imagine all of the people that are closest around him said, just keep doing movies, and don't stop making movies, because it's when you stop making movies is when you get yourself arrested and you get yourself in trouble. So I'm more than happy to see the guy in movies. I think he's a great actor. He's a tremendous talent, so I hope he keeps doing them.
All right, great. And what else do we got? Do you have anything as far as like date movies, anything like that?
We do. We have The Best of Me, which is Nicholas Sparks. You know, Nicholas Sparks,
yeah,
known for the Notebook, known for all those really kind of corny romance movies. And this is a pair of high school sweethearts reunite after many years in their small hometown. Yeah, this has got romance written all over it and kind of high school sweethearts. So, yeah, this is your date movie right here. I think it's a safe date movie, too. It's not like Gone Girl. Gone Girl's not a safe date movie. Gone Girl's a freaky date movie. But this is a safe date movie.
All right, great, great. Any small releases, or that's pretty much it this week?
Well, we have a small release called Birdman that's coming out with Michael Keaton. I saw this yesterday, and I have to tell you, I think it's my favorite movie of the year so far. It is just a tremendous film. Michael Keaton plays a washed-up kind of actor known for this big superhero movie that he did, and he's trying to make a new name for himself on the stage with this play that he wrote and directed. It stars in Edward Norton is fantastic in it, Naomi Watts, Emma Stone. Just really, really great movie on so many different levels. Funny, dark, sad, and I can't recommend it enough. If it's not by you yet, it will be expanding in the next couple of weeks. Birdman, Michael Keaton, write that down, though, because when it does hit theaters near you, you really have to see it. I think it's going to do well at the Oscars as well.
All right, there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com, the contributing editor at Fandango.com. Best of Me, Birdman, if it's near you, and Fury. Make sure you check out those movies, especially Fury. Every time I see that preview, I have to see it. You can also follow Eric Davis on Twitter. It's at Eric Davis. So make sure you go there, at Eric Davis. And once again, check out Movies.com. Everything is there, man. Hey, thanks for joining me, man.
You got it. Take care.
All right, we'll be back right after this.